Yeah, I remember when that happened. Chris Rock's still a funny comedian.
He's still funny.
Even in the apocalypse.
Even the apocalypse, he was still funny. All right, well, we made it back. It's Motorhead Monday. We're going to continue on with the song that we let out with and lead back in with it a little bit. Seems like a good one.
It's a good song.
It is a good one. King something or another. King of Kings. I guess Lemmy is God. Lemmy is God, so. Yeah, King of Kings. Bow down to the King of Kings. Lemmy said that he made more money writing songs for Ozzy than he ever did with Motorhead.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me how much money Ozzy made.
Oh my gosh, he's still making money.
Oh yeah, he's forever.
I mean, even like that new record Ozzy came out with was pretty good, man. I enjoyed it, you know. Yeah. I like the song that he did with Elton John, and
yeah, he's still
Ordinary Man.
Talented, which was, and then, like, you know, on a bunch of
drugs.
Then
he did that one with Post Malone, It's a Raid. Which is actually kind of a true story that they wrote the song about. It's pretty good. Ozzy talks about how, you know, one time when, you know, in one of his drug-induced drunken stupors, he thought he was coming down to turn the thermostat down or something, and actually set the alarm off.
Oh,
and then he didn't know it. And then, like, the cops come rolling all in, you know, and he's like, it's a raid! He's like, I'm upstairs, like, flushing drugs down the toilet.
God damn. This idiot said, cops are here. We're going to get rid of the drugs.
So the song with Post Malone was, It's a Raid.
Yeah,
get a chance to check that out. That's pretty worth it. And like I said, the one with Elton John, you know, it's kind of like a song about both of them, really, and their, you know, battle with addictions and and basically saying, hey, you know, you just found out that I was an ordinary man, you know, just like you guys, except with a lot of money that allowed me a lot of vice.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the self-perpetuating thing. I mean, a lot of these people probably wouldn't have overdosed if they didn't, you know, gain the amount of fame that they did.
Right.
Because then that kind of leads into, like, well, I can do all the drugs in the world.
And if you already have some kind of, you know, deep depression or social or kind of mental disorder, well, that'll just, there's people going, yeah, we can get that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to do it now? For sure.
Yeah, that becomes their therapy, because I imagine, you know, being, you know, on the road, like, you know, touring different places and stuff like that. It's not like you're, like, you're going to sit down with a doctor or anything, or sit down with a fucking psychologist.
Right.
And you're like, I think there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, you're playing, you know, nightly shows with, you know, people who are around you who are partying too. So
then,
why,
like
what,
you said, the whole lifestyle.
The whole lifestyle. Just, you kind of get encompassed in it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Hard
you're
to
just
avoid,
like, this is normal. This is what we do.
Yeah.
After the show, we get, before the show, sometimes we get fucked up. And then maybe during the show, we get fucked up. And maybe after the show, we get fucked up. You know?
And there's the whole thing. It's like, whether you do them or you don't, drugs are fun.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some fun recreational things. And, you know, just, you know, and I guess that's a hard part of the human psychic that, you know, you people deal with that. Can't control that, I guess, that demon, you know?
I mean, yeah, if it didn't, you know, certain drugs hit certain people, like, differently, and, you know, as far as the, like, some, you know, heroin's addictive, but I'm sure for some people it's even worse.
It's
like,
even worse.
You know, for whatever it is for them.
Right.
Or, like, same thing with, like, other opiates or, like, fucking...
Well, obviously, the opioid crisis in America. Yeah. That was perpetuated by Big Pharm.
Yeah. Take it for you. You got a mild backache? Here's some Oxy 80s.
Yeah.
See you next week.
See you
give
next week.
Give me 50 of them.
Give me 50 of those guys. Oh, no, we're not giving it to you anymore. Well, you can always go the other route and buy the heroin on the street that we make,
and then,
that we also make.
Cut to whatever fucking half-abandoned mill town that just stuck in, or whatever place where the industry left. And they're like, what does everywhere look like Detroit now?
No.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah. That's why everybody's in pajamas.
Stabbing their neighbors.
They're stabbing their neighbors. Shut that dog up.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking Philly.
Yep. But, yeah, so, you know, watch out for that rock and roll lifestyle. usually ends in pain and misery.
Yeah, fame might not be all it's correct.
It's not about, you know, but there's some people who have actually handled fame pretty well, yeah, you know.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he did great on it.
You know, I say that because I expected him to not be okay.
Okay, yeah. I mean, after spending time with old MJ there.
And just
the old fantasy park. Here, come on, kids. I made an amusement park for you.
You like the train.
You like cotton candy?
Let's go on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, Wee, it's okay if I touch your knee, right? It's okay. Don't tell your mom.
When he ended up, it's just like, yeah, started a band. That was cool. Do cameos. Like, he's just kind of like, he just settled back into, yeah, like, kind of normal, which he'll be fine, you know, money-wise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got, like, the Home Alone franchise just still paying the bills.
But he just kind of, you know, dressed like normal dude. Like, hey, yeah, man, what's up? And yeah, I'm like, wow, you're surprisingly normal.
Yeah, seen him, everything, you know, a few times on old Best of the Worst, yucking it up on some bad really movies. Funny. Those were great.
Yeah, well, the band's not half bad. I forget what the fuck it was called.
Yeah, they actually did like the Home Alone 3, which like he was not involved in.
Right.
And I think it had the guy who, well, what's his name, French.
I don't know.
He was on Third Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
from
funny.
The Sun. Yeah, he was very funny. But, you know, they kind of made him look like a Joe Pesci, but he wasn't really a Joe Pesci. And then they added a chick. And
they should get Gilbert Gottfried to play one of the sticky bandits. That would have been hilarious.
And had nothing to do with, I don't know, I mean, got trapped in some mansion, some kid's mansion or something. I don't know. Yeah, it was very, very convoluted. And
obviously, I watched the
confusing.
First one.
Confusing. Of course.
The second one's good. And I don't, the third one's okay. And then that was it. That was it for it.
Yeah, that was
and,
it.
And I feel similarly about Indiana Jones and Star Wars. And, yeah. And a lot of trilogies were trilogies for a reason. Your three acts, you know, over the course of the individual three act movies. It's cool to have a trilogy. And then people always like, hey, we're going to drag this back up and either
do it right or make it suck.
Yeah. Yeah. Once in a while, they'll get, like, rehashed movies, right? But it's not often.
It's not very often.
It's really hard.
I can't.
It's like doing a good, you know, movie based off of a video game, because you get, like, a lot more time to go through character progression, and you would hope that that's what they would focus on in the movie. Then they're like, this is for people who, you know, and it's like has nothing to do with the game at all. Like, it's just trying to like be a cash grab. And you're like, God damn it. Maybe Uncharted's good, but I think that's like a Mark Wahlberg in it.
Yeah, I don't think I know the game or I have heard about that movie.
It's the game was cool because it's kind of like playing a movie. It's very storyline driven and it's very cinematic, and it, you know, they always looked really good and had really good storylines and everything. So that would be the game you'd make a movie about, because it's kind of a game that you're playing a movie, so you'd think that would be fucking easy at that point. Like, it's not so much of a stretch. Like, they ruined Hitman. Like, that would have been cool.
Yeah. I actually played Hitman a couple times.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Again, the story was good on those ones, and then it's like, let's make it just an action movie. I'm like, no, there's a whole fucking...
Yeah, there's a whole thing behind it.
Yeah, and that's what's supposed to be interesting.
Right.
So, I don't know. They'll pick up on it. Or maybe VR will take off to the point where instead of going and watching a movie, you go and like play as the main character like in VR and have to go through and fucking...
Yeah, I was always kind of a more of a first-person shooter kind of game kind of guy.
Yeah.
Role-playing games kind of get too long for me, and my attention span sucks. Oh, yeah. So I'm just like, really? What?
We have some of those.
How long is this going to take to do?
No, yeah. Some of those are really intense.
I was like, can I just run in there and just shoot people, throw a couple grenades, maybe blow myself up by accident because I drop it?
Yeah, you might be okay with Uncharted because it's a shooter, but as long as you're okay with a lot of, like, cutscenes and cinematics and, like, then back to the story, the action's not really the centerpiece of the game. So as long as you're okay, which is cool when you're, you know, maybe smoking something, like, whatever, and you don't want to fucking have to go through and get sweaty fucking playing a game. Just kind of relax a little bit and be like, oh, it's a cool story.
Yeah. I don't want to build a fire. I got to go collect wood to build a fire. I just want to pick up a gun and start fucking killing the bad guys.
There is, like...
Where are the bad guys at?
Some of the survival stuff is interesting, and I'll watch other people that play it.
Right.
But, yeah, there's some stuff out there where it's, like, farming simulator.
Yeah.
Or like power washing simulator. I'm like, this sounds like a job.
This sounds like work.
It's like, yeah, time to go, you know, drive this tractor up and down the field for like, what? You can do this now.
Yeah.
People need this done.
Yeah. You can do it for real.
Yeah. Get your licenses. Yeah. And then power washing, like start your fucking code. There's a limit where it's kind of interesting how there's some games out there that simulate jobs that people don't want to do, but do it anyway.
yeah, it's very true. But so you know, Macaulay Culkin definitely kind of got somehow. Being normal somehow or another. Corey Feldman still, you know, says he was molested in Hollywood, probably by Kevin Spacey, most likely.
Well, he says he's had his hands in a lot of places, I'm sure, and other things. Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously he's been in some good movies, weird. But he is that. I wouldn't want to be in the room with him.
No. Me neither.
Fuck him. Huh? Shit. Seems like he's got weird, you know, psychopathic traits.
But I thought, you know, maybe we could talk about the iLibertine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched that. That was very interesting.
That was very interesting. So back in 1956, Gene Shepard of the A Christmas Story fame had a radio show in New York.
Yeah, I didn't know about.
Which I did not know about. Charged his listeners to they created a fake book to like prove that all these critics and, you know, people would just like jump on board. So they created a fake book, a fake author. And
made it sound very regal.
Made it sound very regal.
Took place in the 1700s.
Of courtly life.
Yeah.
And Gene Shepard charged his listeners to go into the bookstore tomorrow and ask for iLibertine. Which there is no such book. And at that time, of course, not the internet was not there. So
right.
So this went on for 8 weeks.
Yeah, people would go in the store like, hey, I like a copy of iLibertine. I'm like, sorry, there's no book like that. But then you would say, it's like, you know, the third person that walks in and starts asking for it. You're like, right. Where the fuck is this book?
Yeah. Which, some of the things that I found funny was like what his listeners would write in and say, or call in, or I don't know how they did it, but would say like, so the guy at the bookstore has been buffaloing me for like 10 years. When I went in there and asked for iLibertine, he's like, oh, yeah, Ewing. About time Americans started noticing him.
Which goes to show you that hipsters were around way before they were popularized.
And then I guess a guy had written a whole paper for college on the book iLibertine and got a B+.
Yeah, which is amazing. A book that doesn't exist. Like, yeah. Great research.
Ended up on the New York Times list as like a
bestseller,
like in different countries. Yeah. It ended up on the New York Times in the United States as, you know, a must read or something or another. Went on for like 8 weeks.
Woman in book clothes. Like, I read iLibertine. Like, oh, I didn't. I read it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. It wasn't that good. And then. And then finally, I guess one Wall Street journalist who actually cared and tried to figure out what the hell this was all about found out, you know, that it was, you know, a hoax. Yeah. And Gene Shepard came out and said, oh, this is all bullshit.
The one person.
So everybody who like supported this book and talked about how great it was, wrote reviews on it. Like, see, look, they're all liars.
know? And it's crazy that, you know, out of all that sphere of people, that it just was one legitimate, like everyone else was basically a charlatan.
Yeah.
And then the one guy was like, oh, I need to actually find this. They're like, wait a minute, what the fuck? I can't find it anywhere. The fuck is up with this book and why is everybody asked for it? Like, oh, it's not real.
Yeah, it's not real. But then that just proves, you know, to the naiveness of people.
Yeah.
And being swayed by the media.
And the ego, too. You want to be well informed. Yeah. You want to be, you know, the smartest person in the room. You're like, oh, that book. Yes, I'm familiar.
Oh, my God. It was terrible. You know, and everybody you probably talked about it had a different review of it, probably.
It changed my life.
Yeah, like one reviewer says, it's a swashbuckling tale.
Which you could write anything about it and be both correct and incorrect at the same time.
But the thing about like a, like, you know, getting back to Gene Shepard is like A Christmas Story was actually part of a book called In God We Trust and Everybody Else Pays, mm-hmm. which was a collection of kind of like season stories of yeah. him being a kid and like, yeah. you know, like spring, summer, that's fall, cool. winter, and winter being A Christmas Story was the right. segment out of that book.
Yeah. And that was popularized.
Yeah. They actually made another movie from that book, which was like when he went to like to the lake with his parents, like in summer vacation, they went up to some lake and they had the same people kind of come back and do it, but it did never picked up the popularity of
yeah.
of A Christmas Story.
Yeah, that was very popular. Yeah.
Well, actually, when it first came out, people were like, it's good. And then it didn't have like, and it just kind of grew as time progressed, you know?
Yeah, I wonder that about some Christmas movies. It's like some of them stick, and it's, even though they'll be, you know, moderately popular or whatever, but yeah. then it's like you'll fast forward 20 years and then it turns into like a cult classic, yeah. basically, and is viewed more
just for
so.
Its merit in general. I've watched, yeah. you know, even like when it first came out, you know, I remember watching it actually with my dad, and he's like, I love this movie. It just reminds me of being a kid because this yeah. is how I grew up, you know. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wasn't quite Leave It to Beaver. Where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef? I think you were a little hard on the beaver last night, Ward.
Yeah, over and under. Yeah. Fucking over some, and out.
Donna Reed.
Well, Don Knotts out there, too. Oh,
got my one fucking shit up. But yeah, and amazingly, if you get a chance to check it out, I can't remember who it was from, but it was called, you know, the most, well, you know, number one bestseller was a hoax, yeah. which was genius.
I, Libertine.
It might be the best 8 minutes of your life.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Sure, it was interesting. But and it also ended up getting turned into an actual book.
Yeah, he actually wrote a
now
book.
Now it's
for
an
it.
Actual book.
Yeah, that's an actual book well, you can actually funny. Find. Which I'm intrigued to read it.
Yeah.
If Gene Shepard wrote it, right? But he wrote it. Oh, no, somebody else wrote it, but under a pen name of
the
of
same
viewing,
name
of the
as
same
the fake
viewing,
author.
The
yeah.
fake author.
Because
yeah.
at that point, you can't put your real name on it. Like, no, yeah. you got to keep the, you got to stick with your bit. You
yeah,
know? You got to
continue.
Keep
and I guess the author on the back of the book or on the inside cover is actually Gene Shepard trying to yeah. make us foreboding.
Yeah, which is cool that he, you know, put him in there yeah. instead of just taking it for himself and trying to capitalize on the fact that you could write an actual book about it. And I'm sure he could have just wrote an actual book with the pen name of the same name and people would have bought it thinking that it was a real one, but instead they came out with it like, nah, it's fake. You're like, but here's a real book
you can purchase.
So that was cool.
Yeah. Like they said, that's how, and then now the algorithm and YouTube has clicked into other things and likes to send me other like book topic things.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. They'll drag you back into outrage porn soon.
Yeah, they'll send me right back to Fox News and have me get all pissed off.
Yeah. I still get ads for all. Well, it's probably because I fucking bounce around trying to figure out what the fuck people are talking about.
But right.
I get a what do you call it, a bipolar type of ad situation where it's fucking CNBC and then fucking Fox News.
And then Fox News, fucking, yeah, I get that too.
Yeah. I'll get like an ad about like LGBTQ shit, and then I'll get ads about like, you know, like immigration fucking bills.
Well, apparently my algorithm is clicking on that I need a new mattress. I'm getting a lot of like a lot of bed stuff. Like, hey, you know, hey, check this mattress out.
But you can't
like,
let them control our lives. You sleep on that mattress till it falls the fuck
right.
apart, just to spite them.
I was like, the 8-year mattress is made up by the mattress people to get you to buy another mattress in 8 years.
It lasts until I roll around on it and go, ugh, enough times.
When there's so many stains. Stains. You just like, when you take it off, you're just like, ew.
Jesus, it looks like an old, it looks like an old treasure map.
Like, this looks like it's been laying in the mud. When did I bleed? Where did that blood stain come from?
Well, you got to look at which body part that would have been coming from and determine whether or yeah. not you need to go to the doctor.
Like, I don't even sleep on that side of the bed.
Like, why is it on the top near my head? And why can't I remember yesterday?
Who am I?
What is Tuesday?
What is Tuesday? And fuck. Thursday is Friday.
Who made me sleep on this bloody pillow?
See, we're just not all fucking hateful here at his podcast.
I don't think I'm outside of it. I'm mildly hateful.
Yeah. More of a curmudgeon.
I just try to...
More of a curmudgeon.
Try to focus it in certain areas rather than have a wide swath of it.
It's like I have to learn to, like, you know... I forget sometimes that I'm on a food truck and people probably can hear me back there bitching, you know, about their idiocy. So it's like,
yeah, it's not
read
like,
the menu.
It's not like being in the back of a restaurant where it's like front of house, back of house. Yeah. You know, and then you can be back there. It's like, as far as I know, they're like, you're back there like, hey, oh, gladly. But really,
yeah,
you're
gladly.
Like,
you're
motherfucker. All right, let's get another one of these. Let's fucking play.
You fucking cocksucker.
You kidding me right now?
No. Right now?
Okay, here we go. Add this to the list.
Put this on the list. Move it forward. That was always my joke when the server was like, I forgot to ring the thing. Can you put it on the fly? And I'm like, all right, get out the magic pan, boys. We got to put this on the fly, all right? Make it cook faster.
Yeah, that's the old communication separation between front of house and back of house, and that's usually supposed to be, I don't know, isn't that the expo guy's fucking job to kind of...
Well, if the server forgets to ring it in...
Whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, your expo, you are the expo.
True.
And so you're driving the
old ship.
You're driving the ship.
Hoping it's not the Titanic.
Looking at people coming back with stupid questions. You know, they want to know where the beef is from. It's from a cow.
Yeah. I trust you. It's not, yeah. It's not from anything else.
It got shot and it got butchered and now it's on their fucking plate.
Eat it. It's delicious.
It's delicious. We had that happen on Saturday. This we were at this food truck festival over.
Like, it's not Seattle.
With all these food trucks, and then these two chicks decided to come up and quiz the guy in the window who was taking the orders about where our meat came from.
Yeah, is it locally sourced
is it local?
Like, yes, I didn't drive to another state to purchase.
It's like a Springer Mountain chicken. They're like, well, yeah, we don't know what that means. And I'm like, it's regional. It comes from Georgia. They pet the chickens before they kill them, all right?
So I don't understand that, where it's like, where does this chicken come from? It comes from this place. I don't know where that is. Then why are you asking?
It's like, where did the cows come from? They come from the field.
Yeah, they moo a lot.
They moo a lot, and they're easy to catch. That's why we eat them.
Sometimes. I've seen cows get out before where it's... I had a cow walk up my driveway in Vermont one day. Like, and it was a long-ass driveway.
You get that taste of freedom. You got to watch out for them.
Yeah, apparently a few of them got out, but only one of them walked so far. Because we lived... It was probably like, probably like half mile, maybe a mile away from the farm. Yeah. And sometimes there'd be cows there, and sometimes there wouldn't. But I just, it was a long ass driveway. So this thing walking up, and I thought it was like, I'm like, is that like a big dog? I'm like, man, is that a sheep? What the hell is that? So we're getting closer. I'm like, that's a fucking cow. Like, cow just walks all the way up the driveway, is like standing there. So my dad brought out like a bowl of water, like the dog bowl, like a bowl of water. Because it walked to get away. And it sat there and slurped it up and stood in the driveway for a little bit and then walked back down and called the house down the road, like, hey, are your cows home? Because there's one of them in the driveway.
Yeah. In my old neighborhood where I lived, there was a farm behind it. And one morning I came out into the garage, opened the garage door, and there's like eight cows standing in the cul-de-sac.
Like, oh, I'm like, we're doing this today.
We're doing this. And they're like, like, you're lost. Go home. It's back over there. We have no hay here. They just stand there. You know, cows are, you know, they just look at you.
Yeah, they do.
They just look at you.
Stare
like,
at you.
They just have that blank stare like, what are you doing? Why are you here? And I was like, why are you here?
Yeah, it's funny that, like, cows are curious and kind of stupid at the same time. Because they'll come walking up and check something out, but then they'll just, like, look at you with this blank look on their face. Like,
so that stupid look like, you're a cow.
Cows are funny.
Yeah.
They're tasty.
They're tasty. They're funny. They make milk and cheese.
Yeah.
They're a multi-purpose animal.
Very much so.
Yeah. They make you get leather jackets from them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. No wonder we keep them. And chickens you can raise in your yard.
Yeah. They're cheap.
And they're cheap.
Chickens are funny, too. They're ruthless animals to each other. Birds. Oh, yeah, they are. because everything's a little dinosaur. Yeah. Right? All those birds are little mini dinosaurs, you know, compared to before.
Pecked by chickens before.
Yeah. An ostrich, it's really close to a cassowary, which a cassowary is basically a dinosaur bird.
Yeah.
Like, if you think, imagine what a raptor used to look like.
You might get bit.
I've still got the same claws with the thing.
The talon.
What's his name there? Sam Neill fucking ran across that kid's stomach. Like,
yeah, I still have it.
Yeah. That's cool to look at. And it makes you wonder if dinosaurs had feathers or not. I don't know.
I think a lot of scientists believe that some of them actually did.
Sure, some of them did. Like pterodactyls, can you imagine just like a skin, like a hairless cat, like one of those ugly cats?
Yeah, here's just an ugly... Just
flying.
Just like, yeah, I bet you I think a lot of the raptors, they believe, had feathers.
They might have, yeah. Maybe some of them didn't, and then some of them did, because it's like an evolutionary split type of thing. But yeah, I could see that, because like cassowaries are basically like the raptors in fucking Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
I saw one chased to have Chris Pontius on the fucking one of the Wild Boys episodes. It's really funny. He holds up like an inflatable doll with like a picture of himself taped over the face and was like shaking it at it, and it fucking attacked him. Like, not the fake him and then the real him.
Yeah. Yeah, what were you saying? That there was hippo problems there in Colombia.
Yeah, I forgot to make the Colombia segue. The Foo Fighters tragedy was also that there's a hippo problem in Colombia as well, not just a good cocaine problem. Because, it is a good cocaine problem, actually. It's fucking Pablo Escobar's hippos got out after he got picked up. And fucking, apparently they've been breeding like crazy, and there's now a hippo problem in Colombia.
That's a problem you don't want to have.
No. Those things will flip a car.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck with them.
Yeah.
They look like, oh, look, they're just out there they floating look cool around.
And everything, yeah.
It's like, but, no, it's a half-ton beast out there that probably could kill you.
Yeah. Like, way back in the days in, like, in Egypt, like, closer to the Nile and everything.
Flip
like,
boats, you know?
They would fucking, like, kind of how we view, like, big-ass gators down in Florida and everything eating people. Like, no, it's the same thing for hippos. Like, they're still, like, kind of like an ambush predator. Yeah. I mean, it's...
They still like to just pop up and, like, you know, they don't, just because they just pop their heads up and their ears turn all different ways.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't,
as amusing as they are.
That means they're looking for the food. They're listening for the food. You know, they got like little radar ears.
I imagine, yeah. I think they're omnivorous, right? Because they eat reeds and
I think they're plant eaters.
Yeah. But they just
they do attack people for, you know, fucking with them.
Yeah. Very territorial. Yeah.
I saw you know, they live in Africa and have problems with lions. They might be a little aggressive.
But, you know, if you're a lion fucking with a full-grown hippo, I'm like, man, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. You're going to need a couple more girls.
Yeah, you're going to need to make a lot of – you get very bitey.
Yeah, that's like the male lions got the best deal. They just lay around and wait for the chicks to bring the groceries back.
Yeah, they yawn a lot.
They'll yawn a lot.
Lay on a big rock.
And the broads are like, man, we've been killing all day. Yep, bring it on over here, ladies. Yeah. Put it right there. I am the king. Good job. Look at this great man I grew.
Do you see my hair?
You see my hair? I'm shaking it for you.
It's very nice, Harold. Thank you.
Yeah, we can't afford hair because we're out killing things, and the hyenas like to grab a hold of that shit.
Oh, yeah. Hyenas are another one. Like, their bites are the pounds per square inch on their bite. Man. I forget what it is, but it's insane.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, some people out there, because, you know, people like to have exotic pets and shit, Pablo Escobar being one of them. Fucking Tiger King. And the
Tiger King.
Store brand version of Pablo Escobar. Right. He liked coke and hippos. Like, man, I just like meth and tigers escaping. Yeah. That's all.
You just get it. You take enough meth, you can handle any kind of wild animal.
Just feed them some Walmart, some great value bologna. Just toss some packages out there. Otherwise, I will never financially recover from this. Hyenas are crazy too. People have them. I saw one like somebody had one of those as a pet, and like, man, if that thing fucking bites you, like it's gonna break your arm.
When I was growing up, a friend of the family, he knew a guy who like owned a cougar.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, and, you know, one time they took me over there to like see the cougar, you know, which was like they mostly kept it like in a like a cage.
Yeah.
But they would let it out into the yard that was fenced in, and and they're like, no, it's a pet. He's nice. And I'm like, and you know, I don't know, I could have been 12 or 13 years old. I'm just like, I'm going to stay over. Can you put it back? You know? It just doesn't seem like a good idea to have a cat this big. Because I know what the little cats do. Yeah. You know, and they're kind of fucking mean sometimes.
Yeah, cats are assholes. Yeah.
And, you know, they're just built to kill.
Yeah, when they bring you a bird on your front step, they're like, look what I got.
I got you a bird today.
Are you proud of me?
That's right. I've got three more in the back. You want another one?
It's like little serial killers.
My neighbor's cat used to turn them loose alive in the house. Like he'd come in the house with it in his mouth and then like let it go. And it would like
cats are one of the few animals like they'll... basically torture. They'll fuck with their prey, like as they catch it, take it, throw it in the air, and catch it again, and fucking like
beat them up.
Yeah, that's kind of a rough way to go if you're gonna get mauled to death by a.
I watched that same cat like catch a mouse, and he laid down on the kitchen floor, and he had this mouse, and he just like he'd like drop it out of his mouth, and then like slam it back into his chest, and then bite it again, and then let it go, and he's like to this like this mouse is just like barely alive, like I'm gonna get away this time. The cat smack it back and then eat it. It's just like just watch this cat torture this mouse to death.
Yeah, animals are cool. I like all types of animals, like it'd be cool to have like a rehabilitation center. But any of the people who just have shit like that as pets,
That's not a good idea, you know?
No, it's not.
I don't condone anybody who wants to have a wild animal as a pet.
Yeah.
They're still a wild animal.
If you got like a little, rehabilitation center that you're in, because I've seen that too. People start those and have a few different animals that like, should get like hit by cars or like stuff like that. Yeah. Or certain animals get orphaned and they're just going to die in the wild. That's so right. They'll raise them in captivity and you can usually use them for like educational purposes and teach people about, different types of wildlife. That's cool.
That's cool.
Tiger King shit, not cool.
Not cool. Not even like, I had a teacher when I was growing up. She had taken in, I guess, ended up with a couple of raccoons, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Raccoons are, they're pretty smart.
They're pretty smart. And she took them into I guess they were abandoned or their mother had died or something or another. And she, nursed them and... which they were friendly to her, but they weren't friendly to anybody else. And she finally had to like get rid of them because she would let them in the house and they would destroy the house.
Oh yeah, you would not be able to keep any of your trash inside.
Once they got bigger, they became were a wild animal still, and everything in here is now ours, and we're gonna fuck it up, looking for food.
I like the term that's been dubbed for raccoons called the trash panda.
You're the trash panda. I had a family of raccoons that lived in a storm drain across in my house by my house in Colorado. And my wife got to she'd throw stale bread out in the yard for the birds, but the raccoons would come over and eat it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
To the point where we had a back door on this house that we rented. One night my wife's in the kitchen and I hear her like, what the hell? And it's the raccoons knocking on the door. I'm like, yo, where's the bread?
Hey.
You know, I walk over and there's three raccoons hey, we're here. I'm like, holy shit, you got to stop throwing the bread in the yard. It's like, no wonder our trash is always getting turned over. I heard one night, it's like you had metal trash cans like the landlord provided in this little, wood fencing area where the trash cans went. And I'd hear him out there getting in the trash. So I was like, oh, outsmart you. I got some bricks here. I'm going to put bricks on top of the can lids. And then one night I'm laying in here. Kadoosh. And I was like, oh, motherfuckers, push the goddamn brick off.
Like, who put this here? I can't even get to my trash now. Some asshole came out and put a brick on top of this.
What the hell is going on? But yeah, so the raccoon, they lived over there. And then we'd be partying in the yard, and they'd just all become, five of them would just come chilling back there. They're like, yo, what's up? And I was like, they're like, oh, man, are they friendly? And I'm like, no. No, don't go fuck with them. Leave them alone. Of course, some drunk asshole will go out there and go, come here, kitty. I get bit. And I'm like, they're not our raccoons.
Yeah. People have skunks as a pet.
Why?
I don't know. You can, apparently, you can.
You got descent them.
Yeah, descent them. And they're kind of like a cat at the same time. Still, it's like, yeah.
I don't understand the people who keep pigs in their house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's people who are like, well, pigs are pretty smart. You know, I've seen some pigs. And
but we're not talking about the little teacup pigs. We're talking about like the actual
full-blown fucking pigs.
Seeing that, it's like laying on the fucking couch.
Brook.
Yeah. Like, it's just having like a fat guy as a roommate at that point. That's not like, fucking...
When did you wake up in the morning and go, this is going to be our pet? Like, do you realize that like it gets like large? It's not going to be... It's just going to take over.
Yeah. Well, Hoggy Fresh needs the couch.
Everybody up. They're like, what do you do when he's like, beep? You're like, all right, all right. It's yours, buddy.
Yeah, well, you need to pick him up and take him off the couch. Moving. The thing weighs like 400 pounds. It should be on a TLC show. I was laying in the bed.
And you roll over and see Ned Beatty.
Yeah, that's what I see on most of those shows. I'm like, it's just it's a big slobbery hog. Fucking, I can't leave the house.
Can't do it. All right. Well, we'll take a little break here.
More Motorhead.
More Motorhead for Motorhead Monday.
Hell yeah.
They're covering Jumpin' Jack Flash. That's a cool picture.
Yeah, it is cool. That'd be a cool poster.
Yeah. All right. Well, we may or may not be back. We don't know. We never know what this thing does or how we fucking...
Solar flare could hit us.
Solar flare could hit us and everything will be over. So
it's all going to be all right.
So everything's going to be fine.
Because at least all the assholes will die too.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we'll be back. Enjoy your Motorhead Monday.